You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website FagsWorshipAlphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Saturday, March 26th, 2022. I hope you're well this week. I wasn't feeling the podcast this week, so I took some days off. I had some other things to do. I'm sorry about that, you know. I can't keep pumping out entertainment for you day and night for free all the time, okay? I got to actually tend to bills and things like that, so sorry, okay? Anyway, speaking of which, of course, if you want to support this podcast and if you want to support the website, please donate if you can, and it'd be much appreciated, trust me. I have PayPal, Cash App, and you can join the Patreon. So, hey, there's all sorts of ways to help out if you want to help. Anyway, so there's lots of things going on with the stories on the website. I encourage you to read them. I'm going to be talking about some probably tomorrow as well, particularly. But tonight I wanted to talk about something that I published earlier today about dysgenics. Now, dysgenics is something that Aesthetic Bra mentioned in his interview with me. The last interview I did was with him. And he tossed it off in the midst of a conversation we were having. He mentioned the word dysgenics, and it took me by surprise, honestly. And it's something that's sometimes used by racists, which is why I asked him if he was a white supremacist during the interview, because he does have that vibe a little bit. But I wrote an article about dysgenics today and how it relates to hierarchy. And I kind of wanted to talk about it a little bit because, of course, I mean, there are that definitely racists use the terms eugenics and dysgenics to describe or, I'm sorry, justify their desire to ethnically cleanse, you know, their societies. And I'm definitely not using it in that regard, so I want to make that clear. I'm definitely not a racist, but I mean, I've had enough black dick in me to maybe even just qualify me as African American, okay? But dysgenics is just kind of, let's define a couple of terms here, okay? So dysgenics is the opposite of eugenics. Now, eugenics were largely made famous by groups like the Nazis, who wanted, they believed in a pure master race, and the other elements of that society would be purged through sometimes horrible means, obviously, with the Holocaust, but the desirable elements of a society would be purged so that you would have a pure breeding stock of what would be considered acceptable traits, okay? And hence master race, right? Well, dysgenics is the opposite of that. So what dysgenics is a study of how populations of people or societies of people degenerate when the desirable, the strong, and the desirable of a population are eliminated. So let's say America gets in a war, like with Russia over Ukraine. Some hypothetical, crazy hypothetical like that. And America sends all of its best, strongest, alpha males, let's say, to go and fight that war. And they get killed. They don't come back. You know, what you're left with are the Donald Trumps of the society. Flaccid, worthless, dumpy pieces of shit, cowards that, you know, with no chins. Sorry. You know, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like Trump tards. You get this kind of lowering of standards, genetic standards, you know. So that's dysgenics in a nutshell. You know, when you lose the strongest alphas in a society, you're left with betas. You're left with faggots. And you're left with Trump tards. So it goes betas, faggots, Trump tards. I'm sorry. Betas, faggots, objects, Trump tards. I'm going to have to add a new layer on my hierarchy by pyramid. But anyway, so when you're, I mean, in a purely scientific, you know, thought experiment, that is accurate, okay? Let's not talk right and wrong, just cold examination. That's an accurate statement. That is how it would work in any society, right? You know, the lame, the crippled, the diseased, the inferior males would be the ones left to breed females. And it would yield lesser creatures, okay? So, from a hierarchical standpoint, let's look at it from the hierarchical standpoint, because that's why this is called the Hierarchy Podcast and not the White Supremacist Variety Hour, okay? So, from a hierarchical standpoint, you know, hierarchy is very closely related to survival of the fittest, Darwinism, you know, natural selection. So, you know, in a hierarchical system, alphas, obviously, are the dominant person, correct? And they're typically the most desirable. Usually they're the most attractive. Physically, they're the most desirable type to breed with. They get all the pussy. And they, you know, they're the ones that generally do get all the attention. They get the people following them, etc. They're leaders in a society. Now, beta straight males can breed, you know, too. But they have weaker qualities. They can be fine fathers to children, but they're not desirable the way an alpha is desirable to be a father, to breed and create children. And certainly nobody wants a faggot to be having kids, and no faggot should be out there breeding, in my opinion, okay? This is my just dysgenic viewpoint here, is that faggots should not be breeding. And I really wish that faggots would stop getting in these situations where they are breeding females, okay? Because honestly, faggots are not meant for that, you know. I know what it. I'm a faggot that probably would be very good as a father, but and I'm going to be a good father to baby boy, trust me. But that was not. He's not my child, technically. So. He doesn't carry any of my genetics or whatever, so. But faggots in a general sense should not be breeding and raising children. They should be serving men. That's why they exist. And now, dysgenics probably goes a little bit farther than what I'm suggesting. Like, I'm basically suggesting that each person within hierarchy, and we're all part of hierarchy, all of us. So nobody is getting away from this. Everybody's involved. But if we all understand our role correctly, and we follow that course, it should all work out just fine. It's when we start deviating from that course that things get out of whack, you know. Or when society deviates, which I guess is kind of the thrust of, the thrust of my article on dysgenics is society. Because ultimately, society is causing a form of dysgenics within the population by enforcing these PC guidelines onto people. This idea that everybody's equal, that everybody's okay, that everybody deserves praise, that everybody should be treated exactly equally, and that they're everything has to be fair. That males and females are exactly equal. Like when you dilute the natural hierarchical structure that way, where it's gotten so bad anymore that I have actually other gay people coming to me and saying, you're wrong for saying that one man is superior to another man when we're all equal. You know, the gay agenda nowadays of we're all equal, there's no such thing as a faggot, right? Or there's no such thing as an alpha. Or in society where somebody who's not mentally or physically capable is given position or praise as part of a kind of a thing where everybody is upbuilt. Or that society should yield to everybody's weaknesses. Anymore, our society, especially in the West, in America in particular, stupidity is rewarded. Ignorant behavior, you know, trash talking, like white trashism, that kind of thing, is rewarded. It's looked on with praise. It becomes famous and it creates careers, you know. It's this kind of dumbing down of society because everybody is just homogenous and pasteurized and the same. And that is, it is unhealthy in a society. There's no other way to call it, because we're not all the same. No, I mean, my article, I use the illustration of the movie Idiocracy. Now, in Idiocracy, that dilution happens from an attitude of smart people to not reproduce, like the Hicks of Trump's America, okay? The movie was made pre-Trump, but you can recognize the type in the movie. But they're reproducing. They're having a million kids. They're living like trash lifestyles. They don't give a fuck about anything, and they're the ones that kind of overtake society. And that's what we're seeing now, but on a larger scale. In terms of hierarchical values that dilution is happening. There's nowhere that really bothers me more than the dilution of manhood, of masculinity. The female empowerment movement, the gay rights movement, all these different PC movements have done nothing but gone after masculinity. They've wanted to declaw it, take away their men's power, dilute a man down to be equal to a woman or equal to other weaker males. They want to make men all the same. But we're not. We're not ever going to be all the same. You know, when you try to dilute that hierarchical that natural hierarchy that men have, you disrupt societal order, the possibilities of a hierarchical society and what happens there. When everybody works together within hierarchical structure, society works. But when you dilute everything, then the society becomes rudderless. There's no leader, you know. It really does bother me quite a bit when I see men not sure how they can make a move on somebody they're interested in without feeling like they're going to be charged with sexual harassment or lose their job because they looked at a female a certain way or whatever, you know. They're making the function of being human and of being a man, they're making it to be unnatural. They're making it this kind of blandness instead of just being alive and expressing masculinity as it was meant to be expressed. They're trying to take the animal out of the man. You can't do that and expect society to hold together, because like it or not, men rule the world. Men rule societies. Men build it, men rule it, and they're probably always going to. So, you know, you take away that element and you're asking for trouble. You know, society needs men to lead it, to protect it, to teach it and guide it. And dysgenics is the warning about that. You know, so I suggest you read the article. It might make more sense in my little rant here. I don't know. Hopefully you understood what I meant there. But it is a fascinating subject. It's scary to me because already we see this loss of what it means to be a man. You know, you have You have guys living with their parents till they're 30 years old. We have males who are in their 30s who don't drive cars. They get rides with people, or they get Uber and Lyft. We have men in their 30s who lay around and play video games all day. We have males who rarely engage in sex because they're too busy jacking off to porn or not doing anything, you know. We have a generation of men who are growing up without ambition, without a need to dominate, because they feel like they don't need to dominate because that's what society is teaching them. That's a shame. That's going to lead to tragedy in our society. We need men, and we need men more than ever. And so look at that article I wrote. It's a warning, you know. It's a warning of what could happen, you know. So anyway, I do thank, I'm just going to publicly say this, thank you to all the alphas out there who are leading us through dark times and being an example of manhood. I really do appreciate it very much. So anyway, I'm glad to serve you guys. So, hey. all right, well, it was nice getting to talk to you guys again. I probably will be back tomorrow with another episode, possibly. So anyway, until then, I will talk to you later, okay? Love you. Bye.